Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Emor. Pesach Sheni, Sfira Sa'imer, Tavshin Pei, learning should be learning Nishmas. My wife's grandmother's yard said it's tonight. Netzach Shabbat Netzach, Shendel, Bas, Rav Yosef, and Tzchus for all the Rufus and Yeshuas, for everyone in the entire world. The first idea comes to us from the Halakha Teferes Shlomo, the Darnadomsk Rebbe, in the first Pasuk of the Parsha. Hayom Rashom Moshe ben Emor al Kohana ben Aaron, Amarta Layam, Lenefesh. Lo yitama ba'amav. Hashem Baruch Hu charges Moshe to tell all the Kohanim and to all the children of Aaron, make sure you never come to Tamei Meis. And Rashi quotes Gemara in Yevamos. And Mav Amarta, why the double lashon? Lahazir gadol al ketanim. That the older Kohanim should be careful for the younger ketanim as well. Says the Teferes Shlomo. What's the deeper idea? Lahazir gadol al ketanim. So the Teferes Shlomo says it's a beautiful idea. Lahazia gedolim means that the gedolim, the manhigai ador, the tzaddikim, our rabbanim, our role models, our parents. It's usher for us to just let off. Oh, you know what? We have most of the class. We have most of the community. No, amartalim lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Even on a nefesh achas, we always have to try to bring every Jew back. We always cannot just say, oh, we have the percentages are good. We have 9 out of 10 Jews. No. We have to care about every single Jew's neshama. And that's what he says here. Lahazi gudom al ketanim means lezari sasadikim shvador lalos sasaketanim imoim pavodosam. That every person, every Jew, every tzaddik, every role model should care about everyone else's religious and religion and Yiddishkeit. And we can't just say, oh, we have most of the class. And this is exactly the whole idea of Rav Shor. Rav Shor says about Pesach Sheni. The whole idea of Pesach Sheni is it's a zman of tshuva, it's a zman of tikkun. At the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lasos Pesach Sheni." What he says, those famous words, the words of "Bimodo Besoch Bnei Yisrael Kechol Kuchukas HaPesach." They're going to bring the Pesach Sheni like all the original rules of the current Pesach. And that's what Rav Shor says. The Pesach Sheni is for all those Jews. Maybe for those Jews who might feel like they were down and out. It's Zman Shel Tshuva, it's Zman Shel Tikun. Lasos tshuva b'shleimus v'azman mesugal b'yosei shiskabel tshuva kiweis rotzon zman shel tikkun. Every year we know when it comes down to it, when Pesach happens, it's not just Pesach happens, the DNA of past Pesach happens. And now the DNA of Pesach Sheni is one of never forgetting lo yitamei ba'amav. It could be maybe we were metame earlier in our lives, maybe earlier in the week, or maybe earlier in the day. But we can never forget. We could always come back to the Rabbonu Shalom. We could always do tshuva. Banim atam lashem alkeichem. We're passing like a remeir. The machlokas, we say this over and over again. Machlokas, remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara, and Kiddusha, and Laman Vav. We passing like Rabbi Meir, ben kach, and nikra banim. And usually in the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. But here says the Rashba, and the tshuva, we passing like Rabbi Meir. The Kubrina Rebbe said, we have to make sure that we mitfarsem this rash, but to remember, no matter what, we could always return to the Moshe. And midach, and the men of midach, like Rabbi Naaman says, ein yesh ba'olam kal, we could always return to the Moshe. But this is the charge that Chodesh Baruch gives the tzaddikim, hazir gedoylem al ketanim, make sure the ketanim in their avodas Hashem, make sure you're always uplifting them and caring for them, and you're helping them, inspire them, and stay connected to the Moshe. Beautiful idea from Teferes Shlomo, from Rav Shor, Rabbi Nachman, and others. Moving on to idea number two. Second idea comes to us from the Baal Shem Tov, Kadosh Baruch Hu Chav Aleph Yud Beis, continuing the Tamei Meis, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzai, Lo Yichal Es Mikdash Alokav, Ki Nezer Hashem HaMishchas Alokav Alav Ani Hashem. Where the Kohen Gadol can never leave the Mikdash, can never leave the Beis HaMikdash, even when someone passes away, he cannot leave. The Baal Shem Tov says, what does this mean, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzai? It says, every single Jew has a Mikdash. It's called the Rabbonu Shalom. Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzai, Al ha'odim li'zor shelo yasiach daito mi'Hashem Yisbach. A Jew's job is to be able to remember that a Jew is connected constantly to their Ribbono Shel Olam. Wherever they go, they're constantly connected to their Ribbono Shel Olam. And this reminds me of a Tosfos in Tosfos and Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Tosfos wonders, why is it that every time you leave a sukkah, you make a new bracha, but every single time throughout the day, you don't make a new bracha of Torah. If you chap a minute here to learn, a chap a minute there to learn, says Tosfos and Brachos, Yeshlomah, the shiny Torah, she'en mi'ash daito l'cho od sh'ah, od ha'mechuv l'ilmod. It doesn't, bracha of Torah, but not just bracha of Torah, learning Torah is wherever you go. It doesn't matter if how you act is learning Torah and how you talk is learning Torah. When you leave a sukkah and you come out of a sukkah, there's a hefsek, of course, there. But when you're living as a Jew, it doesn't matter where you go, you're always having the Ribbono Shel Olam on your mind. And this is exactly what we like to say from the Avnei Nezer in this time of year. The Shem Yishmor writes from his father, the Avnei Nezer, that why is it by Pesach, in between the third and fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink anything? Because we know the third and fourth cups are the Lashonos of Geula, of the Ga'alti V'Lakachti. The whole point, says the Avnei Nezer, of the Ga'alti of Yisias Mitzrayim is to become the Lakachti, is for, to come to Matan Torah. That's the whole idea of Sfiras Omer. The Ramban says that these are days jam packed of Chol Hamoed. Pesach is Yom Tov Rishon, and these we're now in the Sfiras Omer, which is Chol Hamoed, and Shavuos is Yom Tov Sheni. At the end of the day, for us to be able to realize every single minute is Mamash So Chodesh. Says the Avnei Nezer, the Ga'alti, the redemption was only for the Velakachti. It was for Kilekach Tov Nasati Lechem to become a Chodesh Baruch Hu's nation. It says the Baal Shem Tov, a Jew's job does not only apply to the Kohen Gadol, I mean the Mikdash. It's like, don't forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then that's what Tosa says. It doesn't just mean learn Torah, but living Torah, acting as a Torah Jew. And at the end of the day, to understand why we're in this world, to be able to glorify Chodesh Baruch Hu's name by living and learning Torah, like the Heliga Avnei Nezer said, quoted by the Shem Yishmo. Moving on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. Rabbi Goldberg is a very big fan of Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz these days. Perek Chav Aleph Pasuk Chav Dalet. By Daber Moshe El Aaron Ve Abonov. Now call B'nai Yisrael. Moshe tells Aaron and his children and all of Klal Yisrael. That's how the Perek ends off, right over there. It says the Vizhnitzer, you could just read that Pasuk and just say, okay, very nice. Says the Vizhnitzer, no. There's a very big insight here. Daber Moshe El Aaron Ve Abonov El Kol Yisrael. Just say Ve El B'nai Yisrael. What's Ve El Kol B'nai Yisrael? It says that every Jew is on their own level. Every Jew is a different chelik in the Ribbono Shel Olam's eyes. It could be that your neighbor is doing this and your friend is doing that. You have to focus on your chelik. I know one of my biggest challenges when I was in yeshiva and still challenge nowadays is sometimes Yetzer Hara gets you to look at that person's Avodah Hashem and this person's Avodah Hashem. Focus on yourself. Focus on your own Avodah Hashem. Like the Al Shal Chodesh says, we say this all the time. The you should grant us our chelik in Torah. What's our chelik in Torah? To believe in your Torah. To believe it. Obviously, to be inspired by others, but not to be brought down by others. Like Rav Kluger says all the time. We're asking Hashem for our own personal, individual connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam in Torah. Our own personal, individual connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Avos Yisrael says the opposite as well. On the Mishnah in this week's parak Dal and Pirkei Avos. Ezu Giber Hakovish is Yitzro. In Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, who is a strong person? Someone who conquers his Yitzhara. Doesn't say the Yitzhara. Yitzro, Yitzhar Shalo. Says the Kushner to Maggid, every single Jew has their own specific Yitzhara. Don't look at Yenim's Yitzhara, focus on your own Yitzhara. Everyone has their own pedestal, everyone's on their own level. Focus on your own Avodah Hashem. Doesn't say Yitzhar Hara in the Mishnah. It says Yitzhar Yitzro, Yitzhar Shalo, meaning everyone has on their own individual level. And that's exactly what the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz says. Every Jew's on their own level. Every Jew has their own connection. That's what we don't put down to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should be zoch to feel that. Like Rav Kluger says, we should be zoch to feel your connection to Hashem, your personal, individual, special, unique connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a beautiful insight from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. Moving on to idea number 4. So Kimel Tesvai, my son, Rav Biederman's writings, such a beautiful idea on Sfiras Omer. Usfarta lachem imachas haShabbos miol b'yomel v'yechamas Omer tenufa sheva Shabbosos timos tiyano. So he writes on the first words. Usfarta lachem imachas haShabbos. What does it mean imachas haShabbos? We know that imachas haShabbos. Shabbos refers to Pesach. Very good. But it says the more of a Shemesh in Parsha Shmini, not in Parsha Emor, Parsha Shmini. What's the deeper idea to imachas haShabbos? He says, you know, when we left Egypt, he says, Hashem, there was such a Gilui Or. And Shabbos, we get that Gilui Or. So we get some, or we're so inspired on Shabbos. But what happens? Motzei Shabbos, the Neshama Yisrael leaves us. And at the end of the day, we don't have that same type of feel. So we ask Hashem, we should to take the kedusha from Shabbos itself. Right here he's saying it's not Shabbos that does refer to Pesach. Here he's saying Shabbos refers to Shabbos. At the end of the day, even though the Neshama Yisrael is leaving, I'm going to be very careful on Sundays. Very careful, says the Mor Hashemesh, to be very careful with your Avodas Hashem on Sundays, and very careful to daven with a passion and an energy when that kedusha leaves. To be able to make sure that the kedusha sticks. And if you see that you davening Beslavas Gadol, then you know that your Shabbos was beautiful. But if you wake up on a Sunday morning and you're all for Shlacht and you're all this and you're all that, then maybe your Shabbos wasn't in the best Shabbos. Our job is to be Melchers HaShabbos. Shabbos is only there, but to be able to bring the connection, to bring the inspiration to the rest of the week.
And that's what the Mor Bashemesh says, that not only Shabbos, it refers to Yontif, it refers to anything we do in Kedusha. And this is exactly what the Imre Emes was crying about, is writing about in the last piece of last week's Parsha of Kedoshim. And he wrote it again on Emor as well. When we go through Kedusha matters, we have to make sure we become a changed person. We can't just go through Kedusha things and just say it's over. No. When you put on tefillin, you feel the Kedusha with you. It becomes part of you. And that's what the Rabbi Edelman says in the Maram Shik says, Sfiras HaOmer is mitzvah 307. It's the midpoint of all the mitzvahs, 307. It's the midpoint of all the mitzvahs for us to realize that the Torah, anything kadosh, is what we're supposed to come out changed and different and better people. And if we don't become changed or better people, then we're just going through the motions of davening and learning and chesed and this and that. But we have to become changed people. And that's the deeper idea in Machras HaShabbos. Make sure we take those inspirational moments and become changed people. Rav Simon says, when you want to take something, when you want to become a changed person, you have to put it into action. Like he quotes from the Rabban in Sefer Amunah Bitachon. The pasuk says in Shir Hashem, "Im ta'iru, im ta'oiras ahava achetechbats." When you feel that awakening of love, achetechbats. What does it mean, achetechbats? It says the Ramban, achetechbats means you have to put it into a chifetz. You have that inspiration, you have the desire, chafetz is a chifetz. Make sure to put it into desire. When you have that Shabbos, make sure, you don't just run to the phone after Shabbos. You learn a more, you daven a more, you clean up, you help this, you that, you're doing mitzvahs, you're taking the Kedusha, everything you go, everywhere you go. Beautiful, beautiful idea for the Mor of Hashemesh, Maram Shik, the Emre Emes, and Rav Simon from the Ramban. Moving on to Adin number 5. Din number 5 comes with the Meshech Chachma. I believe last week we ended with the Meshech Chachma, and this week we're going to end with the Meshech Chachma. Grand Baruch Hashem. Pasuk says, V'kutzurchem la'oni v'lagir ta'azua osam ani Hashem alokeichem. V'kutzurchem t'zitzkir'arzchem l'ostacha l'pa'az v'adcha b'kitzucha v'lekitzucha l'ostalaki la'oni v'lagir ta'azua ani Hashem alokeichem. Right? Chav gimel chav beis. When you make sure to be able to do the harvest and do peah, leket, shikha, and peah, and make sure to do all these things for the short, for the poor, and for the convert. What's going on over here, says the Meshech Chachma? Why are these mitzvahs situated in the laning of Shavuos, of Zman Matan Torah? They seem to be, first of all, we focused already last week in Kedoshim. We're bringing them over here by Shavuos, with Zman Matan Torah. So, what's the connection, says the Meshech Chachma? A beautiful idea. There might be people who say, you know what, I only do the mitzvahs that I don't understand. The mitzvahs that I do understand, to be nice, to be kind, to do kibbutz of aim, I would understand, I would do those mitzvahs even if the Hashem didn't tell me to do it. Says the Meshech Chachma, it's wrong. We do the mitzvahs because Hashem Baruch Hu told us to. And this is what he says over here. Even the mitzvahs that you do understand, to be kind to the poor and to be caring to the poor, we don't do them because we think that when we feel they feel good. We do them because the Chodesh Baruch Hu told us to do it. We do because we have a munah and a rabbono shalom. Even in the mitzvahs that we feel good about, We do them because the Chodesh Baruch Hu told us. I think it's a tremendous lesson in Emunah. We don't do things because they feel good. We do things the Chodesh Baruch Hu told us to be able to do it. And at the end of the day, that's what the whole word of being a Yid is. The Baal Zeh Rebbe said, Ki kor v'lecha hadavar ma'or b'ficho b'valcho la'asoso, right? Eitan Katz made this pasuk so famous. Machlokes from Ban Rashi, exactly what's hadavar ma'or. But says the Baal Zeh Rebbe, you want to get better in Emunah, hadavar ma'or b'ficho b'vavcha. It's got to start b'ficho. If you talk about it, if you talk about it in your mouth, then it'll trickle down to b'vavcha. And that's what Kubrino says, hamanti ki adaber, Davar Melech says. Hamanti ki adaber, because I spoke about amuna, then I grew up in my amuna. Ki adaber, I have to speak about it. And that's what the Sefer Achinech, ap achar pulus, and shachas alvavos. The more you do it, your feelings will be defined by your actions. Says the Meshech Chachma, you want to know why we serve the Rabbono Shem and why these psukim of the poor are right over here in the middle of Matan Torah? Because even the things that you think that you would not, you known by yourself, we do them because the Rabbono Shem tells us to. We have a Munah of the Rabbono Shem. That's the whole lesson of an Amunah. An Amunah in our lives, and how important is it for these days where there will be so much Choshech in the world. The more we talk about it, the more we'll feel it, and the more we'll be able to bring it on, bring it over to our next generations, just review these five ideas. We started off from the Tefer Shlomo, Emar v'Amar Del Hazir Gedolim Al Katanim, the Gedolim of every generation, the Gedolim, the parents, the teachers, the Romas, the Tzadikim, the Hazir Al Katanim, be careful for every single kid. You can't let anyone just trickle away. It says, oh, I got 9 out of 10. No, we have to care about every single Jew. And every Jew has to be able to, has the ability to come back to the Bonus Shom. And that's what Rav Shor says, Pesach Sheni is this man of Tshuva, quotes all the Sramat Chedusharim, and all the Sramat Gedoshim say it's a tremendous man of Tshuva. Afilo Minachni, no, Mimimimenu Nidach, Rabbi Nachman, and Yesh, but Kal, every Jew could always return to their bonus room to be able to make sure to be able to remember that we have the ability. You have to spread that message, the message of the machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yehuda, and even in machlokes usually we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass like the kach and the karbonim. And the Rashba says we pass like Rabbi Meir. The Kubben Rebbe said we have to farce on this Rashba. The Baal Shem Tov says we know mitosh lo yetsi. We know the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the mikdash. But that the Baal Shem Tov says we know mitosh means in our lives we can never forget the mikdash. Who's our mikdash? The Rabbonu Shel lo yetsi. To be able to remember that toisus and brachos. And you're not from the base. What's the difference between when you leave a sukkah, you have to make a new bracha by brachos Torah? You don't have to, because a Jew in their life and the way they live, you're always in thinking and learning and living and connecting in Torah. Leave a sukkah, you have a hefsek, but we're always connected to the Baal Shem. That's what the Avdi Nezer said. You can't make a hefsek in between the third and fourth cups of, and you can't drink anything. Why on Seder night? Because the Ga'al Tavi Lakachti, there can't be any hesek between the Siyas Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. The whole point of becoming a Jew, of leaving Mitzrayim, is to become a Torah Jew, a spiritual Jew, a connected Jew. Beautiful idea from the Baal Shem Tov, Taisus, and Adin Yizr. Move on to idea number three. The Mechaim Avijit says, Al Kol B'nai Yisrael. Moshe tells Aaron and every single individual, because every Jew is on their own level, every Jew has their own connection, every Jew has their own connecting source, their own plug to their Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what the Asher says, Sein Chokinim B'sor Secha, to believe in your Torah, to believe in my Chelek Torah, and your Chelek Torah is special, and everyone has their own Chelek, everyone's on their own level. And that's what the Avodis Yisrael, Kushan Shermagat says, Ezo Gibar HaKovish Es Yitzro. Doesn't say HaKovish Es Yitzahara. Kovash and Yitzro, everyone has their own Yitzhahara. Focus on your Yitzhahara. And that's everyone's own individual level, beautiful divisions. Emirchaim, visions, Ashur, Rabbi Yisrael, idea number four. We say from the Marv HaShemesh, Marchas HaShabbos, our Jew's job, to be able to make sure that you take the Kedusha from Shabbos or anything holy in life, and be able to take it with you. And that's what he says. It's extra important to be able to make sure we have extra Slavas on Sundays, be able to make sure that we take the Kedusha of Shabbos. It's a good litmus test, says the Marv HaShemesh, to make sure, Rabbi Yenner explains, to make sure that we went through those in the Shabbos in a Kaddish manner. Look at your davening on Sundays. Look how the way you learn on Sundays. And this applies to anything in Avodah Hashem, the Imran says. Make sure to take the Kedusha with you. Maharam Shik said that Sfira is Davka in the middle, in the midpoint. And Rabbi Biderman said that this is the whole Vort. Be able to make sure that anything we do through Kedusha, make sure to take the inspiration with you. And Rav Simon quoted Ramban, Chafetz, make sure to be able to put your Chafetz, your desire, into a Chafetz, into an object. Finally, Mesh Chachma says, why is it in Chav Gimel Chav Beis, and these halachos are giving to the poor, the like of Shekhan Ani, and all these things. Why are they put in the portion of Shavuos, the Matan Torah? Because you might think, oh, to be kind and caring, the world tells me to be kind and caring, it makes sense. No, we're kind and caring to the poor because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, not because it feels good. And this is a tremendous lesson in Emunas Hashem, Emunas Chacham, and Emunas in the Torah. The Baal Zeh Rebbe said, you want to start more believing. B'ficha. The more you talk about it, then b'vavcha, then it could trickle down to your entire being. Hamanti, the Kurban Rebbe says, Hamanti. The more you talk about it, the more it become part of you. Master Sefer Achilles says, "Acher pulos and shachas alavavas." The more you act, the more your heart will change. We should be interested in take these lessons to care about every single Jew, to remember to spread the message that every Jew could always return, just like those Jews on Pesach Sheni return to the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says to be able to make sure, always remember, wherever we go, we have a connection to the Baal Shem. To remember our own individual connection, our own chelik and Torah, our own specific level of connection to the Baal Shem. Make sure to take kedusha from all Shabbos, to take kedusha from every single mitzvah we do, we become a changed person. And the Baal Shem to be able to remember that every single one of us, we do, we learn, and we live and learn our Kadosh Baruch Hu, which with great emunah, to believe in the Rabbonu Shem, the more we act upon it, the more we talk about emunah, the more we become emunah Jews. As Hashem, wishing everyone a great week and early Freilich and Pesach Sheni, Mashiach Yeshua, and the Chametz Rosh Chodesh.